Music Central here on radio.dominican.edu here, featuring some of the best music that you will ever listen to. And that is once again here on radio.dominican.edu. I hope you guys are having a fantastic Wednesday. For you Dominican students out there listening, it's a bit cold outside and it is looks like it's going to start to rain, and actually rain last night, a lot actually. So if you guys are planning to go out, dress up warmly, because definitely the cold season is coming. I mean, spring break is almost here, which is a fantastic news for everyone here at Dominican, but it doesn't really seem springy. But hopefully you guys make the best out of that. This is the Music Central here, Wednesdays at 6, and you might notice that my co-host Will is not here. He is not feeling very well, but you know what? This show started out with just me, the music, doing the solo work. So, you know, this is going to be a more laid-back show, and we're going to talk about one big news story that happened just today. Davy Jones of the Monkees died of a heart attack, and he was the age of 66. Last night, he was complaining about some chest pains that he had. He was rushed over to the hospital in Florida, and unfortunately, he did not make it out, and he's dead. He was part of the popular music group, the Monkees, who went out and had a TV series and, managed to steal the top charts for a little bit back in the mid-60s, and they did. They had a pretty good career. Another piece of news that I want to talk about this evening is a bit on the lighter side. We have George Harrison's birthday, and that was on the 25th, and we're going to celebrate his life, discuss him, play some music. It's all going to be good here on radio.dominican.edu. But what did you guys come here for music? And that's what you're going to get here. We have a Monkees tune for you in honor of Davy Jones. I hope you like it here on radio.dominican.edu.
Neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings, the 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and a good time starts and ends without a dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really to us?
3, 4, 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man.
All right, that is Daydream Believer by The Monkey, and also Taxman by The Beatles here on radio.dominican.edu, playing some of the best music that you've ever heard. I hope you guys like that. If you are just tuning in right now, tonight on the show we'll be talking about Davy Jones, who is one of the singers of The Monkees, a popular music group back in the 60s, and he died today of a heart attack, and he was age 66. That was Taxman by The Beatles off the 1966 album Revolver. All right, some news for you guys. The Van Halen tour hits Madison Square Garden. Van Halen has released a new album, and they had that one single called Tattoo, which is actually a pretty good song, and it actually, I heard it the other day, and for it being the year 2012, it really sounded like it was something out of the year 1984, or even their album 1984. So Van Halen still definitely has the classic sound to them in that song, and I've heard some of the tracks off the album. It's pretty good so far, but I think you guys should check it out check it out yourself in stores now, and also get tickets to see Van Halen, because I've never seen them live or anything, but it looks like they're gonna be good, so watch out for that. Another news, Lady Gaga, Oprah Winfrey launched Born This Way Foundation in Boston, and Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum will each get half of Michigan's 30 delegates, according to CNN. More news after this. Don't leave, you guys, here on radio.dominican.edu.
You thought it was over.
It's your boy, DJ Too Mellow in the building. Just letting you know to check me out on Friday evenings. It's the 9 o'clock lounge. You can catch the exclusive mixes by your boy, DJ Too Mellow, plus other guests. Only on radio.dominican.edu.
Hey guys, you know how all of the all-star athletes have really cool nicknames? Well, I think we need some for the tailgate.
I took the liberty to think of a couple.
Wait.
Hunter, I have a better idea. Let's bring in the Boston 3 party. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen.
We gotta call the Parquet Posse.
Okay, no, that's dumb right off the bat.
The three Basketeers.
Basketeers? Hunter can't play basketball, he's 5'4". That's shorter than Nate Robinson. There's no way that's gonna work.
See, I knew we should've asked Shaq. He's awesome with nicknames.
Barrage Etoile. It's French.
I don't speak French.
Or we can go with the Three Amigos.
Three Amigos? That's really original. Way to think outside the box, guys.
Here, just go with this. The Big Three. It's clean.
See, right. I like that. See, this man's big. Professional. Thank you, man.
Yeah, the Big Three. I like it. It's not like Miami has a Big Three or anything.
See, this is what we get for referring to Boston players.
Yeah, sorry. That's my bad, guys. No idea they would have been so bad at this.
The Tailgate, Tuesday nights, 8 to 10, only on radio.dominican.edu and simulcast on Ustream. The best damn tailgate you've ever had.
All right, we are back on radio.dominican.edu, as you heard there from that previous ad. That was Hunter Hornstein's show. So tonight we're going to be focusing on the first part of the show on Davy Jones, and it's going to celebrate his life. Jones was born in Manchester, England, and started acting as a child before he became a member of the Monkees. In 1964, he had the misfortune of appearing in the cast of Oliver on the same day that the Beatles had their debut on the Ed Sullivan Show in America. So, you know, he didn't get to catch that. But the next year, he was cast in The Monkees. And The Monkees was a comedy show slash a band inspired by the success of the Beatles. If we look back on some of the Monkees' hits, you can tell right off the bat that that the band really does take a lot from the Beatles. They're definitely very inspired by them, even down to the voices, the guitars, the way they are, the sort of, you know, 60s flower power sort of, you know, happiness that they've been portraying. You know, it's quite similar to the Hard Day's Night movie, the one that came out in 1964. The Beatles didn't have a TV show, but they actually did have a cartoon show, and that was the Beatles, and that aired around in the 60s. It was a pretty funny show. So talking about the Monkees, they weren't, you know, as mentioned, they weren't just actors on a TV show. They actually released some of their songs to the public and released some albums, and they were an instant hit in the ratings and in the record shop, scoring massive singles with Last Train to Clarksville, which was their first single, I'm a Believer, Steppin' Stone, and Pleasant Valley Sunday. Jones, who played the tambourine in the band, was a lead vocalist on classics such as Daydream Believer, which you guys just heard here, and I Want to Be Free. At the peak of their popularity, in 1967, the group sold more albums than the Beatles. Now, I got all this information from RollingStone.com. It's one of their top news stories of today. And I looked at that and I thought, well, maybe that could have happened, but that was probably before the Beatles released Sgt. Pepper, or maybe it was after the Sgt. Pepper buzz and during the Magical Mystery Tour thing. But, you know, who knows? They had several hits, and, you know, they're two different bands. And let's see. I have some personal history with the Monkees. In around sixth grade, I started to get actually into classic rock music. And one of the first bands that I got really, really into was the Beatles. You know, see, I already knew about them. And of course, everyone knew who the Beatles were. But, you know, of course, I only listened to what my parents listened to when I was a kid. And finally, when the whole iPod thing, iTunes thing came, I actually even mentioned this a few shows back. I was more into the top hits. You know, I would look at the top 10 chart. And around the time, I think we had, you know, oh, geez, I was into stuff like Justin Timberlake or, you know, stuff like that. You know, I was into more of the pop stuff. But, you know, one day, I'm not very sure why, but one day I decided, you know what, I'm not going to listen to this music anymore. Bring on the classic rock. So listen to the Beatles. And I remember it very clearly. It was one day in gym. And I was talking about, you know, several bands that we liked, and, you know, the Beatles came up, and one person said that there was this band that was complete copy of the Beatles, and they're called the Monkees, and that they said that they sounded like them, they kind of had the same style, and basically kind of, you know, copied everything. And, you know, I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just, I'll check them out. So I checked them out, and sure enough, I was definitely reminded of some of the Beatles stuff. Not particularly the early stuff, you know, the whole Hard Day's Night with the Beatles sort of rock and roll stuff, but I was more reminded of the Help Rubber Soul kind of Revolver days that they had. The Monkees had their first album in 66, so definitely they had some time or enough time to have inspiration to bring in some of the stuff from the Beatles 65 stuff. Some of their songs, like Valerie, which I'm about to play for you guys in a moment here, definitely sounds with the lead vocals, it definitely sounds like John. It's John. You guys are going to hear it if you guys are really into or know John's voice. But it was Last Train to Clarksville. That's the one. That one, I read on an article on Wikipedia that they said that it was mostly compared to Paperback Writer, but I have to disagree. I think that that song sounds just like Day Tripper, especially with the main hook. You guys will hear it. We'll discuss it right after. But definitely, let's get more into some of Davy Jones's stuff. The Monkees' music was written by some of the best songwriters of the day, including Carole King and Neil Diamond. As the group grew more popular, they insisted on writing their own music and playing their own instruments. Oh my God. Although their later work has attracted a huge cult audience over the years, their mainstream success quickly dwindled, and the group split up in 1971, shortly after the Beatles broke up. Davy went on to have a solo career, of course, as any artist would do around the time. He is remembered for appearing on an episode of The Brady Bunch, and he performed a song of his called Girl. Today, one of the group members, Nensmith, posted a tribute to Jones on his Facebook page, and this is what he said. "I will miss him, but I won't abandon him to mortality." He wrote, "I think I will think of him as existing within the animating life that ensures existence. I will think of him and his family with that gentle regard, in spite of all the contrary appearances on the mortal plane. David's spirit and soul live well in my heart among all the lovely people who remember with me the good times and the healing times that were created for so many, including us. I have fond memories. I wish him safe travels." So that was a good thing that he posted, the band member. And I hope, and I want to say to his friends and family that Davy Jones definitely will be remembered. He's a great musician and singer. And we're going to play some of the Monkees' hits right here on radio.dominican.edu. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you. action, don't be slow. No, 'cause I'm leaving in the morning, and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together, till the morning brings my train, and I must go. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Foxville. I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, for later kisses, and a bitter conversation. No. Take the last train to Foxville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, 'cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
Man, I'm telling you, if the 49ers had any defense, they might have made the Super Bowl. Tim Tebow may not be strong, may not be fast, but he can for sure throw the ball. San Francisco Giants, no pitching, all offense. Maybe if the Yankees actually spent some money on some real players.
Hi, I'm Brian Sanchez.
And I'm Case Donahue.
Are you tired of people who talk about sports but have no clue what they're saying?
Like this guy?
The Colts would be crazy to let Eli Manning go. I mean, they're going to go with this kid out of Samford? Lucky? That's never going to work.
Because I know I am.
I am too, man. But there's only one way not to be like that.
And that's by listening to the Sports Report. Tuesdays from 6 to 8, hosted by Brian Sanchez and Case Donahue.
We're bringing you everything and anything that's happening in the sports world.
This show is nothing but sports.
Can't wait!
Hey Penguins, this is Avery Jaffe, host of Do It Live on Penguin Radio. Give me an hour and I'll give you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican. From campus events to Penguin sports and Edge Hill parties. Start your Thirsty Thursday off right with a shot of controversial news and commentary on the topics that affect you. You deserve the truth on the issues that matter most, and I won't be afraid to speak my mind and unleash some critical opinions. Agree? Disagree? Call in at 415-482-3587. Let's do it live.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. only on radio.dominican.edu.
F***ing thing sucks!
Welcome, football fans and all the soccer lovers out there. This is your man, Yuma Baby, from the kickoff at radio.dominican.edu. Get the hottest football gossip and news, upcoming fixtures, and all the latest scores from your favorite team in the English Premier League, Spanish La Liga, and Italian Serie A. You want to represent your team? Then tune in to the kickoff with your man, Yuma Baby, only at radio.dominican.edu. Find out which team rocked, which team flopped, and get to vote for your man of the match. Stay strapped and don't move an inch. Yeah, my baby, the kick off your football world.
All right, here we are back on radio.dominican.edu. As you heard in those past three ads, some of the radio stations that we have here on Dominican, and you guys should definitely check those out. Some great quality programming here on Dominican campus. But right now, you guys are tuning into Music Central here with DJ King playing some Monkees hits in honor of the late Davy Jones, who died today, age 66. But to now, today, at this moment, we're going to talk about another very important figure here on radio.dominican.edu, here on the station and definitely in my heart. We're going to celebrate George Harrison's birthday. He died at the age of 48 back in November 29th, 2001, and his birthday was back on the 25th. So happy birthday, George. We definitely miss you so much, and we love your music. And the Beatles are still large here. They just got their music on iTunes, finally, George. So hopefully, you know, you're looking down and you are happy up there. A little facts about George. He was born on the 25th, 1943, in Liverpool, England. At age 12, he entered the Liverpool Institute, where he eventually met Paul McCartney, the bass player for the Beatles. By the late 50s, McCartney had introduced Harrison to John Lennon, and the three began playing together in the Quarrymen, the first sort of set of the pre-Beatles, who gave way to the Silver Beatles, eventually settling on the Beatles, of which Harrison was the youngest member. George played lead guitar in the group, and he's responsible for writing some of the greatest songs ever made and some of the greatest songs in Beatle history, including Taxman, which you guys just heard here in the beginning of the show, Love You Too, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Here Comes the Sun, and Something. Something proved to be one of Harrison's most endearing compositions, undergoing hundreds of cover treatments with artists like Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Booker T, and the MGs, and the OJs. And definitely an important member of the group. I mean, we have Lennon and McCartney, the songwriting force of the Beatles. They helped write some of the Beatles hits that propelled them up into the world. But, you know, George had sang in the Beatles from the start, from the first album that came out in 1963, Please Please Me, and the first song he sang was Do You Want to Know a Secret? But later, you know, George was kind of toying around with his songwriting skills, and he managed to get one song called Don't Bother Me. It wasn't really a Beatles hit. It doesn't get a lot of action today, but if you ask me, it was a great effort on behalf of George, and it's actually one of my favorite Beatles songs. It's on With the Beatles, 1963. But definitely, as the group progressed more in their songwriting skills, George turned out to be a very promising songwriter, and we're gonna play for you guys here at home George's first number one hit after he broke up with the Beatles. It's called My Sweet Lord, here on radio.dominican.edu. Tune in, we're going to talk about George.
My sweet Lord,
George Harrison here on radio.dominican.edu. That was Love You Too for all you guys here by the Beatles. Well, actually, it appeared on a Beatle album, but it was mostly a George Harrison composition. George came in the studio with the lyrics, and I believe he played sitar during that moment, and he had a group of musicians who helped create that song. And you know what, now that I think about it, I'm so glad I played that song, because it's actually one of the songs I've always wanted to play here on the radio, and it's one of my favorite Beatle deep cuts. It definitely doesn't get the love it deserves, but it's extremely revolutionary in terms of appearing on a pop album. I mean, if you see some of the stuff that the pop artists were releasing, it was mostly just kind of building on to each other. I mean, every artist had a basis. The Beatles' basis was Elvis. You know, the Doors' basis was probably the Stones or the Beatles or any rocker around, you know, after the Beatles' success, their basis, the Beatles. But here we have the Beatles going off on something completely different, which people will then use as a basis for their, you know, Indian-inspired music. I mean, we hear the song For Your Love by the Yardbirds, and their basis was probably songs like Love You Too, because in that song they have a sitar, or Paint It Black. That one has a sitar also. So, you see, that's the thing I love about the Beatles. I mean, they have some basis, some inspiration, but sometimes, you know, they pull out something completely random, and it's just amazing, incredible stuff, and this is why I love this band so much. That first song you heard was My Sweet Lord. It appeared on his first solo album, the triple disc album that Harrison released back in 1970, and it definitely got a lot of buzz, and it's one of the greatest albums ever made according to Rolling Stone. I've heard some of the stuff, but I haven't heard the entire thing, which is, I'm actually very surprised about now that I'm talking about it. I've heard all of John Lennon's songs. I've heard all of his albums. I've heard all of Paul's hits, and I've heard some of Ringo's stuff. But that album, All Things Must Pass, is, like I said, one of the greatest albums ever. I can't say I recommend it since I haven't heard the entire thing, but I'm going to say it anyway. I recommend it for you guys if you guys are in a George Harrison mood right now. So pop in that album and get your George Harrison on. All right, so back to George. So George had been sort of the third member of the Beatles. He's always number three behind John and Paul. And as mentioned, they were the sole songwriter. They were the songwriter duo that helped create huge Beatles hits. I Want to Hold Your Hand, She Loves You, Hard Day's Night, Day Trip, all that stuff. But it was mostly revolved around the genre of rock, pop, all that stuff. But then in 65. In 1965, George picked up his first sitar, and he played it on Norwegian Wood, which was in Rubber Soul. The Beatles were still into rock, but, you know, they were changing their stuff up a bit. They became a bit more folky because of, you know, John's inspiration from Dylan albums that were coming out of the time. I'm sure he definitely was inspired by Highway 65 Revisited. But then George visited India, and he saw a new light, and he was introduced to the religion, the people, the customs, the culture, the way of life of India, and it changed him forever. He was definitely an entirely new person after this experience, and luckily, he managed to get some of that Indian, inspiration. Included in the Beatles songs, as you heard there, the 1966 song Love You Too, and later he would include a large part of Indian culture musically in another song that you guys might hear. So let's go on and hear some of my favorite top 10 George Harrison songs. All right, so we're going to start off with number 10. This one comes off the Rubber Soul album, number 10, greatest George Harrison song. That one comes off from the Rubber Soul album, number 9. That one's off the With the Beatles album. That was the song I was talking about before. It was his first song that he actually wrote to get on a Beatles album. Here we go, number 8. That song was a Beatles outtake from the 1968 White Album sessions, and if you hear the song, you can get it on the Anthology 3 album, that 90s album that came out, and you hear that song is completely done. It doesn't seem to sound like a demo at all. It was just basically an outtake, and I'm actually kind of sad that it wasn't included in the original Beatles White Album, but, well, you know, you guys can hear it. Here we go with number 7. That is the 1970 song I Mean Mine from the 1970 album Let It Be by the Beatles. Interesting thing about that song is that only three of the Beatles play on it. It was a very, very, very last song to get recorded by the three Beatles in a studio. It was recorded on January 3rd of 1970. Ringo, Paul, George came in the studio. George, if you see actually in the Let It Be movie, you can hear George demoing it out. And he's like, hey, guys, I have a new song for you guys. You know, and he starts strumming and singing. And they're like, oh, okay, all right. You know, this could be a Beatles song. But it was finally completed. This was around the time where, you know, John had said, you know, goodbye, guys. I'm going to start my own thing. Number six.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
That's Here Comes the Sun from the album Abbey Road. You know, interesting information, some personal stuff about me, is that was my first George Harrison song I liked. I remember hearing the Abbey Road album for the first time, absolutely loved it, but then kept playing Here Comes the Sun on repeat before I went to bed. So, you know, that's definitely a very beautiful song. All right, number five.
I want you at the moment I feel blue. I'm living every moment, girl, for you.
That's For You Blue off the Let It Be album. That features John on the slide guitar. And again, if you go out and rent the Let It Be movie, you can see that song being recorded, being demoed out, and jammed to. Great movie, great song. Number four.
All
right, and that one was number four, Taxman, the one that you guys heard originally here in the beginning of the show. Here we have number three.
That
was something off, again, the Abbey Road album, and definitely named one of George Harrison's songs, some of George Harrison's best songs, song that he ever wrote. And as mentioned before, even Frank Sinatra liked it and cared to cover it later after the song was released. Number two. That was Within You, Without You off the legendary Sgt. Pepper album. And that song is similarly recorded like Love You Too. No other Beatle plays an instrument or sings. George is not playing an instrument. He is actually just singing and, of course, wrote the lyrics. And he brought in his own you know, musicians, Indian musicians to play it. And damn, that song is just amazing. The original, the length that we have here on the album is 5, but I heard that it goes actually for longer than that. Beautiful song, the number 2, the second greatest George Harrison Beatles song ever written. But here we have for you guys the number 1 greatest George Harrison song that he wrote in the Beatles here on radio.dominican.edu on Music Central. Stay tuned. That was our show for you guys today on radio.dominican.edu. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Rest in peace, Davy Jones, and also George Harrison. Happy birthday. Enjoy this last part of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. I hope you guys have a great spring break, and good night.